This is the Thursday, February 24th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight, so settle in and we'll set you up in 10 minutes or less with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Tyler Foljamon, Aaron Dolan with you this morning slash afternoon. Appreciate you joining us. It is a Thursday and the week is almost complete, but never too late to start winning some money in the gambling space. ED, how you doing for you, I guess, this afternoon? It's still the morning for me here in Las Vegas.
I'm good. NBA is back, so today it's a good day.
Indeed, the association is back, and that is what makes, I know, you and I happy. So let's start there on the NBA hardwood. Pretty good slate of games today. Some big-time teams are back in action, some MVP candidates, all that good stuff. I'll start with you, Aaron. Lead us off. What games, props, sides, totals entice you for Thursday night's return to the NBA hardwood?
Yes, I'm excited to see how some of these teams are going to play after the break. But the first game I'm looking at is the Hawks versus the Bulls. I think the Bulls will be able to cover in this one. Now, the Bulls won 131 to 117 on December 29th. So they kind of blew them out of the water, but the Bulls were a 7.5-point favorite in that one. Much different story this time with the Bulls being just a 3-point favorite. But John Collins did not play in that last game, and he's expected to be out again for this game. Now, in that original game, both teams shot lights out, with Chicago going 52 for 84 from field goal range. That's 62%. That's insane. I'm not sure they can recreate that, but I do think that John Collins not playing could be an issue. And on top of that, you have DeMar DeRozan. He's the first player in NBA history to score 35 or more points and shot 50% or better in 7 straight games. I mean, he's been absolutely unbelievable. Zach LaVine is expected to play in this game after missing the 3 games before the break. He also played in the All-Star game. And on top of that, the Bulls are 8-2 ATS in the last 10 games at home. So I do think the Bulls will be able to cover in this situation.
Yeah, I am someone who's been riding the DeMar DeRozan hot streak.
Yes, you have.
I looked at it last night. I haven't yet checked this morning. It might end up being my best bet on today's daily wager, but his points plus assists plus rebounds was set at 39.5, which is a threshold he has cleared, Aaron, in 14 of his last 15 games. It's just been unbeatable for what he's done in terms of, and most of that, of course, has come from the scoring, but he's also a guy who'll give you 5 or 6 rebounds and assists each and every night. So in a game that's expected to be fast paced and has a high total, they're still missing Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso. So a lot of that usage is being soaked up by DeMar. I'm just going to keep riding that heater. I'll just keep going back to it until the rotation changes when Lonzo and Caruso return to the lineup. There is another game that I like that should be fun to watch with Minnesota hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. We know the Grizz have the best ATS record in the NBA, 40-19-1. I think they're 41-18 overall, I should say. They've just been awesome this year. But we got a massive total in this game. 239 is the total in this game. I think Memphis is favored by 2.5. I'm interested in the Memphis side because, again, they're the best ATS team, and the bulk of that winning percentage covering the number has come on the road. They're the best road ATS team in the league by far. I think they're like 22-7 ATS on the road. So I'm interested in that. But my larger conviction play is the under. Now, both of these teams are fast. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. They play fast and they're athletes and they're great scorers. But we were just talking on Bet yesterday, Aaron, about some trends that we will keep an eye on in the second half of the NBA season. And I said one trend I'm going to keep riding in the second half that I noticed from the first half is playing the under when the T-Wolves are at home and playing the over when the T-Wolves are on the road. The T-Wolves are like 24-7 to the over on the road. But when they're in their home gym, they are 16-12 to the under. This is a team that plays fast no matter where they play. They just play way better defense at home, which makes sense. So if you want to see Minnesota shootouts, bet on that happening when they're on the road. I'm going to bet on an under here because 239 is high. It's not like these teams can't give you 240 points. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. But one bad quarter, one like 5 or 6 minute cold spell from one team or both teams, and a total that high, even in a modern NBA game, is hard to get. So Memphis has a good defense, a top 10 defensive rating. Minnesota plays better defense at home, so I'm gonna bet on the under 239 in this Memphis Minnesota matchup. And again, if I had to dabble on a side, it would be the Memphis Grizzlies. So that's kind of my favorite NBA game. Mm-hmm. Is there any more on the Thursday night slate that entice you?
Yeah, of course. I'm not surprised we both picked this Grizzlies game. I feel like we constantly talk about the Grizzlies throughout the entire first half of the season, and rightfully so. I mean, they're within striking distance of the top two seed, and the Grizzlies, like you mentioned, great against the spread. They're 14-3 ATS in their last 17 games as a favorite. I do like them in this spot. They actually opened as an underdog in this spot, which is kind of crazy to think about. And maybe they were looking at the fact that Minnesota blew Memphis out of the water, 138-95. That was back on November 20th, but that was a one-off game. That was an anomaly. We've seen this Grizzlies team. They're a totally different team from that perspective. And the Grizzlies are a top 10, you know, rated team on both sides of the ball. They can beat teams in many different ways. And I just think that tonight they'll get it done with the 1.5 points. And then in terms of the total, so Memphis and Minnesota are both the NBA's two highest scoring teams over the past 10 games. They're averaging a combined 244 points. Minnesota's league's fastest paced team. Memphis clocks in just behind the fifth. But I do agree with Tyler that this could potentially be an under game. This is a really high total for teams that have not played in, what has it been, a week almost? Yeah. So I do think that maybe they come out and they're a little bit slower than expected. You know, they're not really in that rhythm. And that might be a really interesting thing to keep an eye on, just teams coming out of the All-Star break, having that vacation and just not being in the right mindset. Of course, they're getting ready to make the push for the playoffs, all these teams. But at the same time, I mean, you know what it's like. Tyler, you're coming off vacation. So you definitely know what it's like trying to get back into the groove of things. But those are the two games that I was looking at, the Hawks, Bulls, Grizzlies, Timberwolves, because the Suns, I'm a little concerned there. CP3, as we know, is not going to be in that game. And OKC still trying to see who's going to be playing tonight. The Celtics, they're moving out like crazy. -9 right now over the Nets. That line's been moving like crazy. And Doug said early in the week that he was taking the Celtics before this line was going to move. And that seems to have worked in his favor. So those are the two games that I'm on for tonight in terms of the association.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that Boston-Brooklyn game as well. I looked at it last night and got Boston at lane seven, but I think Doug makes a great point. But I mean, we have to recognize how phenomenal Boston has been for the last 2 months of the NBA season. Their defense has been like light years better than the second best defense in the NBA, whether it's the Phoenix Suns, whether it's the Golden State Warriors. Like the Celtics defensively, and people haven't noticed, have been operating at a different level. Their net rating over their last 16 games is 16.6 points better than their opposition. They're scoring 16.6 points more per 100 possession than they're giving up to their opposition. The next closest team is the Suns over that 15-game stretch, and they're at 8.7. They have literally been twice as good at basketball than the best team in the NBA this year, the Phoenix Suns. So the futures market, I don't think, is yet reflective of how legitimate this Boston Celtics team is. I will just throw that out there. But I agree with you and Doug that I'm jumping on Boston early in this game because the Nets are shorthanded. No Dragic, no Durant, no Kyrie, no Ben Simmons, no Joe Harris. They're still just wildly shorthanded for this game, despite all the roster moves they've made that may be exciting. If you don't like laying that number that keeps inflating, maybe attack that Brooklyn Nets team total going under, because again, Boston is playing defense like the bad boy Pistons did in the 80s. They're just absolutely shutting teams down. So that'll do it for our NBA coverage. I don't have much in the college ranks tonight.
I'm out on college tonight.
Yeah,
hear me out there. I am out on it.
I'm slightly interested in Gonzaga, San Francisco. Gonzaga, of course, the number one team in the country. They're traveling to San Francisco for tonight's game, and the total's 156, I believe. But San Francisco got a good defense, and they'll get the benefit of the calls being able to play aggressive defense at home against Gonzaga. I know we think of Gonzaga as a great offensive team, which they are, but I think with that game being in San Fran's home gym, it could be a little bit under the total. But that's kind of a just I'll mention that if any of you are San Francisco fans to confirm your bias there. But Aaron, I do know you want to hop on the ice because my friend.
Yeah, usually I'm not doing that, but I mean, we are hot.
Well, feed the people here. You were a winner again last night against my dog of the day. So congratulations. I know you've got a system kind of a pet bet that you've been going to in the NHL. It's been working.
Yes. So 60 minutes betting. It is under goals tab on Caesar Sportsbook. So this is what the last 3 days looked like. Canucks and over 3.5 goals that cashed. Blues over 4.5 goals that cashed. Tampa Bay Lightning over 4.5 goals that cashed. All those three teams, sorry, were money line bets. And then, of course, the goals over. So today, what I'm going to do is take the Minnesota Wild money line and over 3.5 goals. It has to be done in 60 minutes regulation time. But the Wild did beat Toronto already this season on December 4th. They went to a shootout, 4-3 win there. But both these teams are struggling. So we might see an upset for the Wild. And then on top of that, you're seeing the goals right now sit at 6.5. Both teams can put up some points. And I like that I can get it at 3.5 in that market. So that's what I'm going to look at, the Wild and over 3.5 goals for tonight. You could also bet it with 4.5 goals. I think that will also probably cash for you.
I will be listening because Aaron has been nailing these regulation money line winners plus a total going over. So pay attention, people, because it has been hot for ED. That'll do it for this Thursday edition of the Daily Wager podcast. A little bit more than 10 minutes of the bets you need as promised. Please do us a favor. And don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. We would greatly, greatly appreciate that. And we will see you later today on Daily Wager ESPN2. However, you must note that it's starting a little early, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. For those of you in Aaron's hometown of Philly on the East Coast, 1:30 p.m. Pacific is the live show on ESPN2 of Daily Wager for those of you out here on the West Coast like me in Las Vegas. So an earlier show time on Thursday for Daily Wager. Keep that in mind if you'd like to watch us and see us. And we'll have a lot of the same information and more coming up on today's show. So just a little programming note there. Appreciate you listening to Daily Wager podcast, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.